Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears with you off and running here on this Monday, April the 12th, 2021. 17 and a half minutes past the hour, and as many of you know, this is a very good day for WWGH Radio. Now, I guess it ended up being about 15 days, 2 weeks and 1 day ago, as of Saturday, a big windstorm came through Marion. And obviously did a lot of damage to a lot of things. Now, that particular Friday morning, we ended up losing a lot of power here at the radio station because we cover most of Marion County and then into some other counties with our signal. Well, about 11 o'clock that morning, that particular Friday morning in March, we lost power, and nobody knew why. Now, we also, at that time, were moving the studio. So there was a lot going on at that time. Now, the transmitter was still putting out power. We were getting about, I don't know what the wattage was, but it was about a quarter, a little more than a quarter of what we normally put out. So we go up there the first time and realize what's going on and that it's nothing to do with the transmitter, that it has to do with the antenna. But of course, nobody can get to the antenna because it's mounted on a tower, and nobody can climb that tower who works here at the station. So we decided at that point to put up a temporary antenna, which gave us about half of what we used to have. We were about half power. And we did that for about a week and a few days. And then, as we told everybody last Friday, we were going up to the tower on Saturday, and we had somebody who could finally climb the tower to tell us what the trouble was. And we did that, and as obviously most people could tell, as of Saturday evening, we are back at full power at this point. Now, it's interesting, because what was actually going on, a lot of people thought the antenna got knocked over, which was not true. The antenna was still mounted in place perfectly. A lot of people felt the antenna was broken somehow, and that really was not the case. What had happened, what we learned Saturday morning was that the cord, the coaxial cable that goes from the transmitter up to the antenna, had broken somehow, the end of it. The cable itself is very heavy-duty cable. It would be very hard to break that cable. The cable itself was fine. It was the end on the cable. Really, the end on the coax cable was fine. It was the fitting that it ties on to the antenna that had broken. Now, that could have been wear and tear over 7 years, and that windstorm finally just blew it off the end. So, Saturday, we pulled the antenna down with the help of the gentleman who climbed the tower, which we thank him for doing that, and we repaired the end. We repaired the connector, is essentially what it is, on the antenna, plugged the coax cable back in, and the power went back to where it had been 2 weeks and 1 day ago as of Saturday. And since Saturday night, we have been running at full power. Now, this is a little dicey. You know, after you have something like that happen, you worry, because we do have bad weather, and wouldn't you know it, right after we repaired the antenna on Saturday, it rained pretty much all Saturday night and blew wind, and yesterday was not a very pretty day. It was rainy and blowing wind and lower temperatures. So right now it is temporarily fixed and we have not had a problem. I don't think we will have a problem. Now, as soon as I say that, we'll lose power. But that's just the way things have been around here as of late. But it seems to be fixed at this point. I think everybody was confident that it was fixed when we left the tower on Saturday night, and it has stayed that way. So, the good news is that if you are listening on a radio and no other device, for the first time since we moved to this new studio, last Monday, I think, was the first broadcast from the new studio, this is the first time you've heard us over the air. So, welcome back to our broadcasts live over the airwaves on 107.1 FM. Now, if you're just tuning in, we had, and maybe still do, it's hard to tell, we had been having some trouble because in the process of moving, now here's the whole timeline, if you really want to know. Two Fridays ago, the windstorm came in and obviously damaged the connector on the antenna. So that knocked down our power. Well, then the following Wednesday, we finally got up there to see what was going on, and that's when we realized the connector had some damage to it, so we put up a temporary antenna, and we started running off of that. Well, the reason we could not get back to the antenna quicker was we were moving studios the following day. That had been in motion for quite a while. Of course, it would break, you know, 6 days before we were moving studios. So we moved studios a week ago Thursday. So we've been here now a little over a week. We moved the studio on that Thursday night, and of course the computer, the main computer that we had been using for 7 years, broke down when we moved studios. So that Friday morning, we had to get that computer repaired, which meant reinstalling all the programs that we use, the recording programs, the relay programs that relay this program from the studio to the tower. So we were fixing all of those, and being in a new room, as many of you know who've listened for many years, we went from the mall to the Beltone building to downtown to where we are now, and every time you change rooms, you have to calibrate to that studio because rooms have different echoes and different sounds. So last week we were trying to calibrate that, and probably not with a full audience because the antenna had not been fixed yet. So here we are on Monday, April the 12th, 24 minutes past the hour, and I know we are broadcasting at full power because I drove in with that this morning, which is great to have that back. This is the first weekday morning. It's been back to that particular setting. And I hope you can hear us okay. For all of you returning to your radios this morning, I hope I sound good, because we have tried to calibrate my voice to this studio. And hopefully you will be able to hear the callers okay, because we are hopefully calibrating that to this studio at this particular time. But if you have anything to say this morning, if you are picking us up loud and clear again for the first time in 2 weeks and 3 days, give us a buzz here. We'd love to hear from you for the first time. 740-383-9944. Now, we did the Friday night show last week with Angie Evers, and Sean Kraft joined us as a guest. We did that for the first time in, I think it had been 2 weeks, 2 or 3 weeks, because things had been going on. We were moving studios. We had been on a trip to Pennsylvania. So a lot was going on at that particular time. But we returned last Friday night, and what was really impressive to me was we had two phone calls right off the bat on Friday night. Now, the first phone call was from a gentleman who I know is a devoted listener to this station, who was driving around in his car to listen to this station because he could no longer get it in his home because of the power issues we were having. And that to me is dedication, and I sincerely appreciate that. And we had a caller call in not too long after that who was talking about how they could get it in their home over near Garfield Park, but that they had to fool around with the antenna to do so. So hopefully to both of those gentlemen who called in on Friday night, You don't have to fool around with your antenna, and you don't have to be in your car this morning, and you can pick us up loud and clear wherever you are. And we will take those reports this morning because we are a community station. We are educational and based in this community, so the fact that we are back at full power this morning, we would love to hear from you listeners who maybe haven't been able to listen in the last couple weeks. We know everybody does not have internet and was not able to listen to us on the internet or tune in or Alexa or Google Nest or all of those programs. So if you are back with us this morning for the first time in 2 weeks, give us a buzz. 740-383-9944. Tell us how we sound. We'd love to hear from you. We kept the slate clean this morning because we knew a lot of listeners would more than likely be returning after a 2 week and 1 day absence. Now, the problem with this is, how do you announce this to the listening audience that you're back on the air? And of course, really the only way that we could do that is to come on the air and do it, or do it via the internet, which we did. We posted a message on Saturday night letting everybody know we were back to full power. And aside from that, we're back at full power. So hopefully people were scanning or maybe had left it their car radios or radios in their house on this station. And even though they were getting static, now they're not. So hopefully you're back to where you were prior to the mess that happened 2 weeks, and I guess 3 days ago now, is what it would be. But we're coming in nice and clear, and I know a lot of areas that we had not for over 2 weeks. So give us a call. Would love to hear from you this morning. 740-383-9944. And again, all of our bus driver friends who have us on in their buses. I know we're on in at least 2 buses last time I knew. Hopefully you can pick us up again anywhere you drive in the Marion community for the first time in 2 weeks. And we had a call from a gentleman who lived out in Pleasant Township who was not getting us very clear anymore. I think had to put the radio in the window. Hopefully that's not the case anymore. And I think we had lost a lady, too, who I think lived somewhere over by the Grant Middle School, who was having trouble getting us in. And hopefully that's not the case anymore. Should not be as of Saturday night. Should be coming in just about as clear as it always was. Our only enemy right now would be the weather, which, you know, in April in Ohio changes constantly. 29 minutes past the hour here on a Monday morning, 740-383-9944. Hopefully we're coming through loud and clear. We also did some adjustments on the soundboard on Friday night, so hopefully my voice is coming through clear. We had all of these reports last week, because last Monday morning was really the first time we broadcast from this studio, and we had heard that my voice was tinny, and it was mushy, and we could not hear from the callers, and boy, just about everything you could possibly hear. Well, hopefully that problem has been remedied. We did some alterations to the studio last week that we hope fix that particular station. Now, I gotta tell you, I was listening to a story over the weekend, and I know I'm gonna guess just about everybody out there in the listening audience has done this. Going to the internet to get medical advice. Now, this has become popular. Anytime somebody has a symptom, they go to the internet and they go to WebMD or Google Doctor, or they just Google their symptoms and they come up with some sort of diagnosis for themselves. Now, what's interesting about that to me is that I always believed this was bad, because we're not doctors. And to be honest with you, the symptoms that we have really could fall into a lot of categories. And without running tests, we really don't know what the medical issue is. So when we read about it on the internet, if we think it's a very mild thing, we might not seek any further help for it, and it may be a major thing. Well, here's what this piece was that I saw on television over the weekend. It was that these programs are not all bad, because people are starting to look up things and become more aware of what's going on with their body. But the problem is it seems that people don't follow up. People don't go to the doctor. They try to figure out what they have, and even if it is what they have, they don't go to the doctor for treatment. They try to buy over-the-counter stuff, which doesn't always work, and it just puts them in more of a pickle. So, what do you think of these web doctors? Now, I know everybody out there in the listening audience, more or less, has used these at one time or another. Does anybody have an opinion on these? Do you check your symptoms before you go to the actual doctor? And do you still go to the actual doctor even after you have self-diagnosed yourself? Which is essentially what people are doing. They're self-diagnosing themselves. Now, we hope that people always go to the doctor. That's the lesson from this that I have learned. Go to the doctor. Even if you search it on the internet, do not pay attention. And just think you've cured it yourself. You have to go to a doctor because so many of these illnesses parallel other things. And I have become, now the older I've become more aware of this. Not that I was ever much of a Googler when it came to my medical conditions, but living alone, you know, that makes you a little, I guess it would be paranoid, would be the word. It makes you a little more paranoid about what you're doing. Because to be honest with you, I don't know why people get sick in the middle of the night. Now, I know people get sick in the middle of the day. You hear the ambulances all the time. But for some reason, and I don't know what this is, it seems like most people get sick in the middle of the night after the sun goes down and before daybreak in the morning. Now, I don't know why that's when most people get sick. But the problem with that is, if you're living alone, there's nobody else in your house at that point, normally. And if there's nobody in your house at that point, well, then what are you going to do? Well, we're getting a call here. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, sir. Close enough that I could give you a signal audit, but unfortunately we don't stretch far enough, but we're working on that. Eventually we'll be able to get it the old-fashioned way where I hang my hat. You sounded kind of lonely, so I'd give you a report on the sound quality. It's decent, you know, being 80-90% where I'd like it to be. A little bit of that in a cave sound, but it's clear. There's less over-modulation. In fact, the over-modulation is better. Some of the top-of-the-hour stuff seems a little overmodulated. I mean, the two announcements where I was the announcer, sometimes they're a little bit like that. Again, I try to record them at the right level, but sometimes things are inconsistent. But it's still decent. We're pretty close. I mean, that in a cave it is better. Did you put the pictures up in the furniture, or did you encase that room in foam, or? Well, what kind of logistical and design changes would be there next time I pop in?
Not too many. We just did what we kind of did at Belltone. We hung up the soundproofing blankets as we had done over there, and we made sure everything was up on the walls, and we moved a few more items of furniture in here to try to deaden it. But I think the big problem is, I think when the floor quality was changed, the floors are very hard now.
And yeah, yes. Most they're retro, but they're made so well.
Right.
Sometimes an area rug, because you do have special needs with a studio. And my studio area here is just cheap, ugly carpeting. I mean, the flooring there is so much nicer. I wish I had that nice flooring here, but I mean, this house is relatively new. But I've hung pictures and I have furniture, so there really isn't that echo. But it doesn't look as nice, but the sound is cleaner. Yeah, you have to compromise. So that's why pictures look nice, and sometimes they're good for insulation also.
Yeah, the pictures are definitely all up, and I think we've moved about all the furniture we can move into this room. But the floors are definitely uncovered, because both tables we're using right now just have four legs. They're not sitting directly on the floor, and the floor is very hard. because it's a hardwood floor. And
yeah, it's nice. I mean, that's kind of a compromise. I guess you kind of think about that. Sometimes a studio doesn't have the nicest looking furnishings or floor, but it might be more functional.
Right. So I don't know if that the other stuff I don't think would have reflected the sound as bad, but with the walls all covered and also having windows and having most of the blankets up now, the walls I don't think are reflecting anything anymore. I think it would have to be the floor or the ceiling.
Yeah, it's quite a change. They both look nice. Quite a change in appearance and usage from a couple months ago when the landlord first considered purchasing said property for said purpose. But I think, too, when the landlord's helpers came and repurposed the laminate floor, I think it's actually better with the hardwood because the laminate was in different places. And you can just put up an area rug or something. I'd never really thought about the floor, but I guess it is important. And, you know, if you work like in an office, you have that that little plastic thing, you know, the chair slides on it so the floor doesn't get scratched or make a lot of noises. So it just are a few odds and ends, but I think we're moving in the right direction. The sound is pretty clean. I would like to ask our listeners, anybody in Upper in Waldo or Caledonia. You know, I know we have friends in Caledonia. I can think of two sisters in particular who listen. Let us know how we're sounding. If we can get 10 to 12 miles and still sound clean, we're in good shape. You know, my yardstick, Scott, is the Delaware Marion County line. But again, I've gotten the station just north of downtown Delaware. That is on a very good day, but certainly in Waldo we should be clean. And upper or Bucyrus, it kind of depends. Both recent visits to that area, it just depends what intersection you're at. It does kind of fade out when you get to the north end, but you certainly can get the station. The 107.1 station to our south, obviously it fades out at that point. But, yeah, I'd like to hear some reports, but in general, yeah, it sounded pretty good, and the modulation is better, so good job to all those involved, and I appreciate the bravery of the gentleman who climbed the tower, because I'm afraid of heights. I would never do that.
Well, I can attest, no matter what people are saying, the tower is definitely back to full power, and
Do you have to get, like, a rope and climb it? I mean, do you take a ladder? When you say climb, I wasn't quite sure exactly what is the physical process in climbing the tower. I kind of get chills down my bones thinking about doing it. But what is the physical process when you say actually climb the tower, and what kind of safety precautions? Because when you climb anything, I mean, it is risky, but again, you take the proper precautions, and it's more routine.
Well, it's somebody who comes in and they wear a harness, so they harness themselves to the tower, and okay, with metal and things like that,
right,
so they're
right,
safe, and they just climb it that way.
Almost like, yeah, like a window cleaner or some people who work on power lines. Yeah, so certainly it takes bravery, and not a job that. So it's a person who does that. That's his occupation. And so he knows all the safety precautions, et cetera.
Yeah, he knew what was going on.
Yeah, that's good, because, you know, even if I was not afraid of heights, that is, I mean, if you do it properly, like anything, just take the right precautions. But yeah, hats off to him if he's listening. I want to thank him, and I'm sure we'll get good reports from our listeners who are 10, 12 miles away. So, okay, Scott, well, have a good day. I'll be listening.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And there you go. Yeah, it's an interesting thing climbing up the tower. You certainly have to take high precaution, and that's one of the reasons it took a certain amount of time, because we were not going to put anybody in danger. And also, to have something like that go wrong, an antenna go bad, April's a windy month, it's a rainy month, as this weekend proved. You do not want somebody climbing up there when there's a storm going on, rain, lightning, any of that. That's not ideal situations. But we got through it, and we're back to where we were before. So again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. And don't forget, mid-morning coffee break with Adam Lepp will be on this morning, 10 a.m. until 12 noon. And then Voice of the People today with Linda Sims, 4:10 p.m. to 5 p.m., and the Mike Wilson Show, 5:10 to 6 p.m., and I believe his guest is Fred Malone today. So don't miss that, all here on this station today. 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz if you have anything to say. I'd be interested to know what you have to say in regard to the web doctors. Do you still go and get a medical diagnosis from a real doctor after you check yourself on the internet. See, that was the big crux of the story, that it's not bad to search your symptoms and see what you might be having, but you don't stop there. You don't stop and say, oh, okay, I've got this. You still need to go to the doctor. That is the part that seems to be being left out. So, there you are. What do people think about that? Do you think this is a good or bad thing? I don't know. I hope people would still go to the doctor. I mean, if you're having pain, or you're having an illness, or something is just not right with you, I would hope that you would still go to the doctor and not just believe what the internet says. But maybe that's just me. But the phone lines are open this morning, 740-383-9944. Now, let me tell you something that's odd in the world of radio. But in the end, I'm going to wrap this up with a quote I heard once, which I think is true. Now, last Monday morning, when we first came here, we got a lot of calls. And there were a lot of calls from people who said they were having trouble getting the station. Now, a matter of fact, we got those calls all through last week, Monday through Friday. People were having trouble getting the reception of the station. And people would call in on the air and say that. Now, I know as of Saturday night, the reception has been restored to at least all of Marion County and beyond. It's where it was prior to the break 2 weeks and 1 day ago. Now, we're not getting those calls. Now, here's what I think I attribute that to. When something is working, you don't complain about it. Somebody used to tell me, you don't complain about the television that's working okay. You complain about the television that's broken. And I think that's what this is this morning. I think now that we are running as we were before now, well, people don't have anything to say because we're back to where we were. But when we were not running as we were and people had to make a lot of adjustments, I guess people just don't have a lot to say this morning. But if things are back to normal in your house, where they have not been for the last 2 weeks, we would love to hear from you. And also, it's always interesting, since we did move to the new studio and the main computer did go down and we had to go through all that, it's always good to hear how we sound. Or if you have any thoughts on the medical field being available on the internet, what do you feel in regard to that? Coming up on 44 minutes past the hour on this Monday morning. 44 minutes past the hour. Now, you know, I saw something in the newspaper. Was it yesterday? Might have been yesterday. I saw something in the newspaper in which, well, I guess I didn't even know this existed. Now, this maybe is because I don't take a subscription to the Marion Star. But I guess the Marion Star has an editorial board. And I did look at the names on the editorial board, and there are some people on there who I find to be very good and upstanding people. And there are people on there who I think, not that they're not good and upstanding, but I can understand why they would like being on that board, the editorial board. And the editorial, and I believe this was in yesterday's newspaper, was all about this auditor, city auditor, Robert Landon, and this whole incident that happened with he and John Matthews I guess it was 2019 now, in which they had had some charges pressed against them because of, I'm trying to get into the particulars of the case, and it's been so long, but I think it had to do with some literature that was passed out. In any event, it led to a trial, or it was going, I don't know if the, I'm trying to really place exactly what happened here, but it led to I guess it would be a trial, because in the end, it got thrown out, I think, the charges. And then John and Auditor Landon and the Republican Party of Marion seemed to blame, I guess it would be the law director here in town, Mark Russell. And I think at one point they even called for his resignation, which that didn't happen. But now this editorial has come out in the Marion Star as of yesterday, basically saying that this whole thing was not good. That Mark Russell should not have pursued these charges, so on and so forth. Now, I don't know. You know, I think everybody has to make that decision. You know, you either believe that something was done wrong, or you believe that nothing was done wrong. And I think that's up to every individual person, and to be honest, most of us were not there. We don't know. And I don't think most of us really follow it all that closely. I think in life, we might hear about things like that, but we don't really follow them all that closely. All right, we're getting a call. Let's take the call. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, you could have used Charlie.
Oh, for the tower?
Yeah.
I don't know.
When you were talking about that, how he did that Lady Justice, that's what I thought of.
Oh, well, that's true. You know, he certainly could climb up there, but, it took a long time, but we're coming back through loud and clear from what I hear this morning.
Okay, where are you located?
Oh, we're over on South Prospect Street now. We moved, I guess it was a week ago last Thursday.
Oh, what are you close to?
We're down, you know where South Prospect splits into, you can stay on South Prospect or you can go to Delaware Avenue?
Go around that curve?
Yeah, there's like a we're about, I'm going to say half a mile before that V in the road.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, well, it's just bigger, and really, that was the main consideration, because we had moved, the last time we moved kind of fast, and not that where we were was not a place that we didn't like, it was just the parking was a little rough in downtown Marion, and we didn't have any storage, so all of our Christmas decorations and Halloween stuff had to be left out in the studio. We didn't have a closet in that studio. It was just not conducive to a radio studio, and we probably would not have stayed there as long as we did, but then the pandemic came along, so we ended up staying there a little bit longer, but this is much better size-wise. If we could just get the sound worked out, how are we sounding this morning?
You're sounding good.
Okay. Well, as long as we sound good, then we're okay. Did Adam sound okay on the call?
Yes, Yes.
Okay. Well, those are the two things we're worried about. If I'm coming through clear, if the host is, and if the callers are coming through clear, we're pretty good.
Okay. Scott, I was wanting to know if you could give me a call sometime. I know you have my number. It can be any time.
Yeah, I'll do that. Usually right after the show, another person comes in. Yeah.
I know somebody's in there, so it can be any time.
I will do that.
Tomorrow morning before you go on the air or something, that's fine.
Okay. I'm glad you're back with us.
Yeah, you're sounding good.
All right. Thank you.
Goodbye.
All right, and we just got a report also from Clarendon that we are coming through loud and clear out in Clarendon, and that certainly was not the case prior to Saturday night. So it's good to have a lot of our friends back with us here on this Monday morning, and I'm sure the other shows will appreciate that as well. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. The phone lines are open. If the line's ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else, so keep on buzzing in. We enjoy hearing from you. Now, I was going to tell, and maybe I'll do this here, we've got about 10 minutes left, but again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Here's an interesting story. Now, about, I don't even know how long this has been now. A while. Let's say 6 months. It may be longer than that, but I'm going to say 6 months. About 6 months ago, I developed what I thought was a great idea called the Apple Butter Donut. And essentially what this was a donut filled with apple butter. instead of jelly or, you know, powdered sugar or cream or any of that, or chocolate. It was just a donut filled with apple butter. Well, somebody got the notion and actually made these things about 6 months ago. And they brought some to me, and they were good because I like apple butter, you know. All right, we're getting a phone call here. We'll come back to this story momentarily. Go ahead, caller.
East side of Marion's calling in loud and clear now.
Oh, good. And you can hear us, and you can hear the callers okay, and all is well?
The last lady that called in, she must have been too close to the telephone or talking a little loud or something, because it kind of overmodulated a little bit. Other than that, you guys sounded fine.
All right. Well, we're glad to hear it.
All right.
Thank you. Well, we certainly are glad to hear the reports. And again, you can call those in at any time. 740-383-9944. Now, so these apple butter donuts were made. And they were good. They were good. I like apple butter. Everybody's happy. So, another person... See, and I'm not using names here because... This is going to wrap up here somewhere in a few minutes. I'm going to give you the end to this. So, at that time, there was another person listening who said, I would like one of those donuts. And I had all the donuts with me, and they asked if I would drop one of the donuts off to them. Now, I know that they were kidding. They did not want one of these donuts because I've never heard them mention that they like apple butter in life. You know, I sit here all the time and tell people how much I like apple butter, how it's hard to find the right apple butter, the light-colored apple butter, which is the kind that I like, that my great-grandmother used to make. And this person had never said anything about donuts or apple butter. So in any event... they said they wanted a donut, but I think it was one of those kidding things. I want a donut. Well, ever since then, because I did not bring them a donut, it's become a running joke that I did not give them a donut. So now we've got a running, and I do think it's a running joke, but every time I see that person, they tell me that they're serious. Okay, so why am I telling this story this morning? Well, here's why I'm telling this story. I'm telling this story because last night, because I don't normally buy donuts, but last night I was at the grocery store, which is not a fun thing for me, to be honest. To shop at a grocery store, I am just not a grocery store shopper. That is not a fun occasion for me. But I'm at the grocery store, and I'm buying things, and I see a box of glazed donuts. Now, I knew who I wanted to buy these donuts for, and it was not the person who has complained about these donuts. I knew it was somebody else. So, I bought these donuts for that other person, and I did give these donuts, there were a lot of them, but I gave a good portion of them to the person who they were meant to go to. Okay, that being said, then I got to thinking there were some donuts left. And I thought, well, I could give one of these donuts that's left, because I'm not going to eat them, to the person who's been complaining for 6 months that I did not give them a donut. But now here was the problem. I forgot the donut this morning. And also, I really don't know where to find this person. They used to stop by every so often. And I will admit they did bring me a pop every so often, and sometimes they even brought food, which I appreciated. That was very nice of them. I accredit her for that. That was very nice, very nice act. But that all dried up, and I don't have a donut. So the reason I'm telling this story is that I'm being honest as I can be that last night I did not buy the donuts for this person. I bought them for somebody else, but since I had some leftovers, I was going to take one of these donuts, which the person I bought them for really liked the donuts. So I thought, well, I'll just bring one of these in and I'll give it to that person. But you know what? I'm not even sure that person listens to the program anymore. I'm not sure where they are, to be honest. Some mornings I hear from them, some mornings I don't. But that could be just busy. You know, I know people can't listen to this show every morning, but that's the great donut story. So does anybody have any thoughts on that? Now, donuts last a few days. I'm not saying I could not save one of these donuts and bring it in tomorrow. I mean, they are, it's not like they're just laying out on the counter at home. So I could still do that, but who knows? What do you think? 740-383-9944. And people who've listened to this show for a long time know who I'm talking about. So do you think that I should really buy this person a donut or give them one of the donuts that I have right now in my possession? Or do you think that it's all just a joke and it's all just one of those things to needle somebody and that we should just leave it at that? What is your opinion? See, we say you're here in Ohio, but you're. We can say you're, too. What is your opinion? 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. You know, I have not had many guests on as of late. Now, one of the reasons for that is we've been trying to calibrate this soundboard to where the calls sound good again. So I hope the three people who have called in this hour have sounded good, that you can hear them as clear as you heard them in the old studio. That was a problem last week that we're trying to remedy as well. So hopefully that's all going well. You know, a lesson I did learn in this whole mess was that people will listen. You know, it's ironic how things happen. But even when we lost the power and were powered down for 2 weeks and 1 day, people still listened. People listened on the TuneIn app. People listened on the internet. People listened on the Alexa. People listened on the Google Nest. That's nice to know, because heaven forbid anything would ever happen in a bad way, we could still broadcast and go on, and I know you would listen. So I appreciate that. But as of this morning, we are back at full power. So tell your friends who maybe for the last 2 weeks have not been able to listen because of the power issue that we are back at full strength this morning. 58 and a half minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944. Also, back to the donut thing. I think when somebody complains about something like that, that they want a donut or haven't had a donut or, you know, that thing, that really, they're just trying to, what do they call that? They're trying to have a running joke with you. I don't think they really want a donut. Now, if it was maybe like precious jewels or something like that, now maybe I would believe it. Or Botox. Now, if it was about Botox, now then, I know it would be honest. But a donut, you know, who complains for 6 months about a donut? Not too many people that I know about. Oh, by the way, here's another thing. You know a trend I have seen recently? People who go to the gym who I don't think work out, which once again feeds into my notion that I think people only go to the gym to take pictures to show us that they're at the gym. Now, that's fine. I mean, I don't have anything against it. But I look at some of these people, and they're not even working up a sweat. And I don't even think they're dressed for the gym. I think it's possibly more of a social thing. But maybe you need a donut to go to the gym. I don't know. Everything in moderation, I guess, is how it would go. All right, we're going to break. Mid-morning coffee break this morning, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Voice of the People with Linda Sims, 4:10 to 5 p.m. And The Mike Wilson Show, 5:10 to 6 p.m. with special guest Fred Malone today. Glad to have you back with us over the airwaves at full power here on WWGH Radio. Back in 10 minutes. What do we have in store for your big acceptance speech Thursday night?
Well, before I get to that, I have to talk about your terrible, terrible, terrible Governor John Kasich.
Oh, no.
I think what he's doing is terrible. Did I mention it's terrible? Because I think it's terrible. He's not endorsing me, which I think is crazy.